After mounds of the seaweed sargassum have festered on Miami-Dade's coastline this summer, county officials started removal efforts today in three target areas. Lily Oppenheimer was on Miami Beach to talk to people who are sick of smelling it.
The stench of sargassum overpowers your nose near the beach's ritzy hotels. The county's Parks, Recreation, and Open Spaces Department began cleaning up the piles of seaweed between 26th and 32nd Streets. That's one of the so-called hot spots where officials say seaweed buildup is critical. Q Brown and his family visit from Toronto, Canada every year.
You know, every year we come back, you know, so we like to see it nice and clean and smell fresh. You know, we were just actually walking from the Fountain Blue, and we're like, as soon as we reached this area, we're like, what's this smell? Yeah.
Sierra Johnson is visiting Miami Beach from Baltimore, Maryland for the first time.
That was just a bunch of seaweed buildup, and we weren't interested in getting in the beach at all because it was just so much. It was everywhere. It was just nasty looking. It just looked dirty.
Q Huffman is also from Baltimore. He says they didn't even go into the water their first day.
I'd never been to Miami before this whole trip, and it was like people were telling me, oh, the water's clear and everything, and then when I got here, it was like, dang, seaweed.
The county says the cost for removing the sargassum from the hot spots is about $350,000 a month. The other targeted spots for cleanup are Bal Harbour and Government Cut. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.